As the ground offensive in Iraq gets underway, there have been early victories and casualties. Several British and American soldiers died in a helicopter crash, even as dozens of Iraqi soldiers surrendered. Here's NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.
As the U.S. and British military move northward, they are meeting relatively little resistance, and what resistance they've met has been quickly put down. British and American forces moved into the Fao Peninsula on the Persian Gulf, a peninsula strategic for its port and for its nearby oil fields. The troops first secured the oil installations, met brief resistance at the port city of Umm Qusar, but later raised the American flag in the port city. Meanwhile, the Army's 7th Cavalry is advancing quickly into Iraq. So far, the reported casualties have been few. A VH-46 Seanite helicopter crashed in Kuwait last night, apparently from mechanical difficulties, killing 8 British and 4 American troops. CNN is reporting that one U.S. Marine has died in combat. Other than that, it appears from television footage that Iraqi troops in the south have surrendered to U.S. and British troops, at least 250 Iraqi prisoners, according to a British commander. Iraq's Information Minister Mohammed al-Shahaf discounted that in a press conference this morning.
Those who have been shown by the gang of villains as an Iraqi prisoners of war, they are not in any sense Iraqi soldiers. They are not members of any of the Iraqi armed forces.
Al-Shahaf weighed in on the big mystery, the fate of the Iraqi president, Saddam Hussein. He said Saddam's residence was hit by U.S. bombs and missiles, but that Saddam and his family escaped unharmed. U.S. intelligence officials say they believe that Saddam or one of his sons may have been injured in the attack, and they're analyzing whether the tape of Saddam Hussein shown on Iraqi TV yesterday was made before the U.S. strike. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.